All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you. We'll get more to people filing in regarding some of the Patricia stuff, the audio. Glover Quinn talked about him on the, Surf and Turf podcast from Barstool Sports. You had the one, the Pride podcast, had Akeem Vales on. He ripped Matt Patricia, so we'll get back into that. One question, and Roberto, you were witness to it. Now, I don't make the rules on this, but technically, is Sully a garbage picker because he's currently eating food that was in the garbage?
No. I think he gets a pass on that one. I had some, what are those, walnuts? Pecans? What the hell do you call them?
They're walnuts, you idiot.
And, I put it back in the container, sealed the container, and proceeded to throw it in the wastebasket.
See, once it enters the wastebasket, I'm out.
Yeah.
But it was still sealed.
It doesn't matter. It's in the wastebasket.
That wasn't on the floor.
If something were sealed and you dropped it in a urinal, would you pick it back out and then unseal it?
You picked it out, though.
For you.
I trusted you that it was
good. I didn't put the... Well, I'm not going to say what you did next.
Dude.
You put those nuts in your mouth.
Oh. dude, that's nothing new. I'm used to doing that.
Thanks for that drop.
I'm just making.
I haven't eaten lunch. I got to go to Greektown after for trivia.
I'll give you another example. Like, if I dropped something in this office bathroom, it's forever unclean. That's it.
That's any bathroom.
That's it. No, well, David, I'm making an example. We're at the office. Like, this is, that's it.
No, I got this story, too. Like, one time I dropped the soap, and...
Okay, all right. You know what? So, before we get back to the people, you are just incorrigible.
You never believe in the five-second rule?
Rust, no.
What if you just dropped it out? Let's say you're at home. You drop something on the kitchen or the carpet or whatever.
Home is totally different.
So at home
is spotless.
So, at home, if you drop something, you would still believe in the five-second rule?
Here... Amongst that sea of urine and filth? No.
I know. I have to learn to get better at that. When we got together the other night for dinner, I walked in with a deli tray and immediately walked in the house without taking my shoes off.
Big
and
mistake.
I was like, ooh, I was only like 8 steps in. I was like, oh, I forgot.
Big mistake. That's a big mistake.
I did try to come to the door and take the tray. He just kept walking. I'm like, oh, no.
That's all right.
Ball in a china shop.
He already had a head start on the festivities. So, Ross Dellinger reporting, a Power 5 AD in New York this week, said a specific 8-team playoff model is circulating around college football that would incorporate the bowls, including a bowl-sponsored national title game. The model is, and it's very, you know, we've talked about this before, it's 5 automatics for the Power Fives, 2 at-larges, and 1 group of 5 team. The playoff is bound to expand. Everyone knows it. The main questions are, 1, when, and 2, what model. Whenever the move's made, the 4-team version would exist for 2 more years before expansion. I'm going to say it to you again. I am against expansion. I have given you my reasons why. The only reason they're expanding, it is not about competition. It's not about fairness. It is about greed. That's all it is. More games equals more money. More games, they'll keep the conferences happy. Who are conferences run by? Scumbags. I don't want expansion. If we expanded from 4 to 8 this year, you'd have all bad football games. There's only 3 good teams. I mean, Sully was moaning about how OSU and LSU and this team gets to play Oklahoma and this team does it. Do you understand what would happen if you followed this model this year? LSU would gear up to play Memphis. That's a 40-point game. Oh, Ohio State would play Baylor. Yeah, can't wait. Let me set my DVR. Oklahoma's going to play Oregon. No, thanks. Look, you guys can do whatever you want. And this is human nature. Everybody thinks more is better. It's why Roberto damn near ate an entire container of walnuts. More is not better here. You will take away from the importance of the regular season. You will take away from the importance of the conference championship games. I do not want an 18 playoff. I can't be any more clear about it. I have no need. It will cheapen the regular season. It will cheapen the conference title games. And you're already seeing we can't get good football games. Can't do it. You really believe having a non-Power 5 in the tournament every year is a good idea? You really believe that? That'll be an awful football game most years. Oh, now we're going to put two teams who likely lost the conference title game or weren't good enough to get there, we're going to put them in too. Why? The playoff now, you either got to be 13-0 or 12-1. It's the way it needs to be. It preserves the importance of November football games and conference title games. Why are you so aroused to change it? Why is more better? Because I don't think it is. Again, Ross Dellinger saying that this proposal is floating around AD offices across the country. And obviously, it's a losing battle for me because it will expand because college football is run by scumbags who are greedy pigs. But I don't want expansion. I've never had a need for it. So that's just where I'm at. I love it like this. I want it to be very difficult to get in the playoff. Oh, but the same schools are making it. Well, then raise your game. Figure it out. Get your stuff together. It's not my problem. 248-539-9797. Here's another deal. You expand to 8. I can name right now 5 schools will make it every year. It doesn't fix your problem. It doesn't change anything. Alabama will make it every year. Clemson will make it every year. The Buckeyes will make it every year. Okay, like, do we really need to do this? It makes no sense. Oh, I know. When they allow at-larges, watch. Oh, 10-2 Notre Dame just happened to be in at-large for TV. Do we need to see Notre Dame on the big stage again? I don't. Ooh, but what about the Power 5 and the little guy? This isn't college basketball. It's a different sport. And at bleep, don't play. The non-Power 5 rep, 99 times out of 100, will go into this game and will have their head shoved up their ass. I have no need for this. It's a greed play, and the average person refuses to acknowledge it, to see it, to understand it. College football's regular season is the last important regular season we have. College basketball, you can lose all the time. NFL football, you can win a Super Bowl going 9-7. Hockey, basketball, baseball, there's a million games. College football is the only one that demands excellence. 12-0 or 11-1 or get the F out. I don't want to change that. Those are my feelings. 248-539-9797. Now here's Sully to tell you all about greed.
In addition to greed, though, I think it also is because there's been so many high-profile coaches like Jim Harbaugh that have complained,
whiners,
that have said there should be more. And I think that the NCAA, I'm not saying this is the main reason why they're doing it, but I think they are responding to a lot of these high-profile coaches like Harbaugh complaining. I used to want this model. I really did. I used to want this exact model, 5-2-1. But over the years, and I made this comparison on air the other day, with Michigan State basketball losing to Kentucky early in the season, it doesn't matter in terms of national title hopes.
We've been losing everybody.
Well, and I'm using MSU as an example. I know they don't look good this year.
No.
But the point is, in college basketball, think about that. You can lose multiple games early in the season.
Sure.
It has no impact on your bracket and your national title hopes.
I don't want
this
that.
This is what would happen in college football. Because, guys, you might think that, oh, it's going to be a perfect situation where this clearly the winner of this conference wins, then the second place gets to be an at-large. It's not always going to work like that. You will have years where two lost teams, where three lost teams. I think you'd have a four-loss team get in because you would have someone on the other side of a conference happening to win that conference title game. The other team already knows they're in regardless.
There it is.
You'd have a four-loss team, I don't doubt this, in the playoff one year. And that just kind of cheapens.
How about 2015? Iowa's 12-0, MSU's 11-1. That was a winner-take-all showdown in Indianapolis. Winning, you're in. Losing, you go home. This stupid model, the game wouldn't even matter. It's one of the best Big Ten title games in history. I don't want that. I love the winner-take-all. That is your playoff, you dunces. That is your playoff.
I think the only change that should be some sort of, I guess, that I would support or at least talk about, I don't know exactly how you do this, but it would be some sort of conversation about a requirement to win your conference or I don't know the perfect situation, but something like that would be something that I think could at least be discussed right now.
Here's an idea. Simple is best. You know what the four-team playoff doesn't need? Anything you're about to say. Provisions, rules, qualifier. Don't need any of it. Just be one of the top four teams. You know what was nice? Utah ain't got no right to bitch. Don't get your head taken off by Oregon in the Pac-12 title game. Bye, Utes. Wisconsin, no right to bitch. Alabama, they got no one to blame but themselves. They lost the de facto playoff game with Auburn. Bye. Georgia, no one to blame but themselves. Bye. Oh, I know. An 8-team playoff would be super sexy where Memphis is in the playoff without their head coach. Yes, America needs to see that. As Norvell is at Florida State and his team is in the playoff, I'm sure that will go well. Guys, it's dumb. All this is a cash grab by greedy pigs. I don't want it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.